That's a big fact claim, and I'm going to try and back it up. Now, the UN Secretary General, Ban Ki-moon, said, "There are no languages required in the musical world. That is the power of music. That is the power of the heart. Through this promotion of arts, we can better understand the culture and civilizations of other people. In this era of instability and intolerance, we need to promote better understanding through the power of music." Now, the UN Secretary General thinks we need more music, and I think he's right. Music and arts have always played a key role in my life in building relationships, replacing what once was ignorance, fear, and hatred with acceptance, friendship, and even love. So I have a strong case for promoting music between cultures because it happened to me early in life. I was born and raised in Rochester, New York. I barely spoke a word of Chinese. I didn't know the difference between Taiwan or Thailand. It's true. I was as American as apple pie. Until one day, on the third grade playground, the inevitable finally happened. I got teased for being Chinese. Now, every kid gets teased or made fun of on the playground, but this was fundamentally different, and I knew it right then and there. This kid, let's call him Brian McElroy. He started making fun of me, saying, "Chinese, Japanese, dirty knees, look at these." "I can't believe you're laughing at that, that hurts." Okay, I'm just kidding. I can still remember how I felt. I felt ashamed. I felt embarrassed. But I laughed along with him, with everyone. And I didn't know what else to do. It was like having an out-of-body experience, as if I could laugh at that Chinese kid on the playground with all the other Americans because I was one of them. Right? Wrong. On many levels.